Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be taking a look at the Dutch healthcare system.
Yeah, particularly focusing on some solutions for some of the challenges.
Exactly, and specifically thinking about, you know, our listeners out there who are CIOs and CEOs in these healthcare organizations.
Right.
What can they learn from what we're going to talk about today?
And we're going to be focusing on a specific company called Adapta.
Okay.
And how they kind of provide a toolkit or a pathway to deal with some of these issues.
Interesting. So no magic solutions, just kind of a...
No magic solutions, yeah. But a different way of looking at things.
All right. I'm intrigued. So one of the things that Adapta really emphasizes is this idea of cherishing healthcare workers.
Mm.
What does that actually mean?
Yeah, that's a really interesting concept. So it's not just about, you know, giving them a pat on the back and saying thank you for your work.
Right.
It's about recognizing their immense value.
Okay.
The craftsmanship that they bring to their work and really putting them at the center of the system.
So empowering those people.
Absolutely. Empowering them, giving them more autonomy.
Okay.
More control over their workflows.
So less bureaucracy, more kind of
exactly
freedom to operate.
This rigid hierarchy. More flexibility and really trusting them to use their expertise.
Right, because they're the ones who are actually on the ground doing the work.
Exactly.
Seeing the patients every day.
They are the experts in patient care.
Right.
And I think that's something that sometimes gets lost in the, you know, higher levels of the system.
So how does this actually play out then in a Dutch healthcare organization? I mean, what does this look like in practice?
So it means giving them more say in decision making.
Okay.
It means giving them the tools and resources they need to do their jobs effectively.
Right.
And it means creating a culture where their voices are heard and valued.
So it's not just about giving them more work to do.
No, absolutely not. It's about shifting the power dynamics, giving them more control over their own work lives.
Which in theory should lead to them feeling more valued, more heard, less burnt out, happier in their jobs.
And ultimately that translates to better patient care.
Right.
Because if you have happy, engaged healthcare workers, they're going to be more present, more attentive to their patients.
Makes sense. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
But I imagine this also requires a lot of trust.
It does.
From the higher levels of the organization.
It requires a shift in mindset from a top-down hierarchical approach to a more collaborative one.
So how do you build that trust?
Okay.
How do you get those leaders, those CIOs, CEOs on board with this idea of giving up some of that control?
Well, I think it starts with communication and really listening to the needs and concerns of healthcare workers and then demonstrating that their input is valued.
Right.
And that it's actually being used to make a difference.
Because I imagine that some of the people at the top might be a little resistant to this idea.
Uh-huh. There might be some resistance.
Yeah.
But I think once they see the positive impact it can have on both their staff and their bottom line, they'll be more likely to get on board.
Right. Because ultimately it's about creating a more sustainable system.
Exactly.
Right. One that works for everyone.
It's about recognizing that healthcare workers are not just cogs in a machine.
Right.
They're the heart and soul of the system.
Yeah. And their well-being is directly tied to the well-being of the patients.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about being nice to them.
It's not just about being nice.
It's about creating a system that actually works.
It's a smart business decision as well as the right thing to do.
Okay. So we've talked about cherishing healthcare workers. We've talked about giving them more autonomy.
Yeah.
What are some other key principles that Adapta emphasizes in their approach?
Well, technology plays a really important role.
Okay.
But not in the way you might think.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So it's not about replacing healthcare workers with robots or AI.
Right.
It's about using technology to support them.
Okay.
To make their jobs easier.
So it's a tool, not a replacement.
Exactly.
Right.
It's about using technology to streamline workflows.
Okay.
To reduce administrative burdens and to improve communication and collaboration.
So freeing up more time for those healthcare workers to actually spend with patients.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right?
Providing the best possible care.
Absolutely to patients.
Yeah.
And technology can be a powerful tool to help us achieve that.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point because so often we hear about technology and healthcare and it's all about, you know, replacing doctors with robots or, you know, automating everything.
Right.
But Adapta's approach is much more nuanced than that.
It's about using technology strategically to enhance the human element of healthcare.
Not to eliminate it.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about finding that balance between technology and human connection.
Which is so important in healthcare.
Absolutely.
Right. Because at the end of the day, people want to be cared for by people.
They want empathy.
Right.
They want compassion.
Yeah.
And no robot can really replicate that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So technology can help to facilitate that connection.
Absolutely.
But it can't replace it.
It's about using technology to bridge the gap.
Right.
Not to create a wider one.
Okay. So we've talked about cherishing healthcare workers. We've talked about using technology strategically.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other key aspects of Adaptive's approach?
Well, they also talk about the importance of decentralization.
Okay.
Which is a bit of a buzzword these days.
It is.
But I think they have a really interesting take on it.
Okay. So what's their take?
So they argue that too often healthcare is concentrated in these large centralized hospitals.
Right.
And that this can actually create barriers to access, especially for people who live in rural areas or who have mobility issues.
Or even just for people who, you know, might have to travel a long way to get to a specialist or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Adaptive's vision is to bring care closer to where people live.
Okay. So more local clinics, more community-based care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they believe that technology can play a crucial role in this.
You can.
By connecting these decentralized care points.
Okay.
Enabling seamless communication and collaboration.
So it's not just about having more physical locations.
Yeah.
It's about connecting them in a way.
It's about creating a more integrated system where patients can access the care they need when and where they need it.
Which makes a lot of sense because I think, you know, especially in a country like the Netherlands where things are already quite centralized, you know, having that more distributed model could really improve access for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And it can also help to reduce costs.
Okay.
Because if you can treat people closer to home, you can avoid unnecessary hospital admissions, which are very expensive.
So it's a win-win for everyone.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've talked about cherishing healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about using technology strategically, and we've talked about decentralization.
Yes.
Are there any other key principles that Adaptive emphasizes?
Well, they also talk about the importance of simplicity and focus, which I think is really important in healthcare.
Because it can get very complicated very quickly.
Exactly. There are so many different stakeholders.
Right.
So many different regulations.
Yeah.
It can be very easy to get bogged down in complexity.
Right.
So Adaptive argues that we need to keep things simple.
Okay.
We need to focus on what's really important.
So what does that mean in practice? What does that look like?
It means designing systems and processes that are easy to understand and use.
Okay.
It means avoiding unnecessary jargon and bureaucracy.
Right.
And it means empowering healthcare workers to make decisions without having to jump through hoops.
So it's about cutting through the noise and getting to the heart of what matters. Okay, I can see how that would be really valuable.
And it's not just about making things easier for healthcare workers.
Right.
It's also about improving the patient experience.
Of course.
Because if patients can understand their care plans, if they can navigate the system easily, they're going to be more engaged in their own health.
Right. Which is ultimately what we want.
Exactly.
We want people to be empowered to take control of their own health.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like Adaptive's approach is really about challenging the status quo in healthcare.
It is.
And finding new and innovative ways to deliver care.
It's about putting people at the center of the system,
right,
both patients and healthcare workers.
And using technology in a way that supports that goal.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a really interesting overview of Adaptive's approach to healthcare.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
It is, and I think it's really relevant for our listeners out there who are working in the Dutch healthcare system.
Yeah.
So as we move forward in this deep dive, we're going to be exploring Adaptive's ideas in more detail.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at some specific examples of how their approach is being implemented.
And we're going to be talking to some experts who can provide some insight.
And to give us some practical takeaways.
Right, because ultimately that's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
We want to give our listeners some actionable advice.
Real world solutions.
That they can take back to their own organizations.
Make a difference.
So stay tuned for more.
We'll be right back after the break.
So before the break, we were talking about some of Adaptive's key principles, like decentralization.
Yeah. And they use this term, it's a little bit provocative. They call it concentration constipation.
Concentration constipation.
No.
Okay, that's a new one. What do you mean by that?
So it's this idea that by concentrating healthcare in these big centralized hospitals,
right,
you're actually creating bottlenecks. Yeah. You're making it harder for people to access care.
Because they have to travel further.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're talking about like chronically ill patients.
Elderly patients.
Right. People who maybe don't have the means to travel long distances.
Exactly. Or the time.
Yeah.
And it's not just about physical access either.
Right.
It's about timely access.
Okay.
If you have to wait months to see a specialist,
yeah,
that's a problem.
That's not really accessible healthcare.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Adaptive solution is to decentralize, to bring care closer to where people live.
Okay. But doesn't that require a lot of resources? I mean, how do you provide the same level of care?
That's where technology comes in.
Okay.
So it's not just about building more hospitals.
Right.
It's about using technology to connect existing care providers.
Okay.
So you might have local clinics.
Right.
GPs, home care services.
Yeah.
And they can all be connected through a central platform.
So they can share information.
Exactly. They can coordinate care.
Okay.
And they can access specialist expertise remotely.
Which I imagine is particularly important in areas where there might not be a lot of specialists.
Exactly. You can have a specialist in Amsterdam,
right,
providing consultations to patients in Groningen.
Without them ever having to leave their homes.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And that's all thanks to technology.
Absolutely. Technology is the enabler here.
Right. So it's not about replacing healthcare workers.
No.
It's about giving them the tools they need to do their jobs better.
Exactly. And to reach more patients.
Right. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've talked about decentralization. We've talked about the importance of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Adapta also talks about this idea of magical thinking. What do they mean by that?
So magical thinking is this belief that if we just throw enough money at the problem,
okay,
healthcare will magically get better.
Right.
And they're arguing that that's just not true. Because money is important.
Of course.
But it's not the only solution.
Right.
We need to be smarter about how we use our resources.
Okay.
We need to be more innovative. We need to be more willing to challenge the status quo.
So it's not just about spending more money?
No.
It's about spending it in the right way.
Exactly. It's about investing in solutions that actually work.
And that address the root causes of the problems.
Exactly.
So what are some of those root causes? Cool. What are some of the things that Adapta identifies as being at the heart of the challenges facing Dutch healthcare?
Well, one of the things they talk about is this idea of the Edwin profile.
The Edwin profile. What is that?
So Edwin is kind of your stereotypical healthcare executive.
Okay.
He's probably in his 50s.
Okay.
He's got an MBA. He likes to cycle.
Okay.
He might even dream of conquering Mont Ventoux.
Right.
And there's nothing inherently wrong with being an Edwin.
Right.
But Adapta's point is that when you have a boardroom full of Edwins,
yeah,
you're going to get a very narrow perspective.
And because they've all had similar experiences.
Exactly. They've all come up through the same system. They
right.
all see the world in a very similar way.
So what's the solution then?
Yeah.
Do we need to get rid of all the Edwins?
No. Not necessarily. But we need more diversity.
Diversity of thought.
Yeah.
Diversity of experience.
Exactly. We need people who have worked on the front lines of healthcare.
Nurses, caregivers.
Exactly. People who understand the challenges from the ground up.
Because they're the ones who are actually interacting with the patients every day.
Exactly. They have their fingers on the pulse.
Right. So we need to bring those voices to the table.
Absolutely.
If we want to create a healthcare system that truly works for everyone.
Exactly.
So it sounds like Adapta's approach is really about challenging assumptions.
It is.
And looking at things in a new way.
It's about thinking outside the box.
And it's about putting people at the center.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've talked about some of the challenges facing Dutch healthcare.
Yeah.
We've talked about Adapta's approach to addressing those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the specific things that healthcare organizations can do?
To put these principles into practice.
To make their organizations more Adapta-like, so to speak.
Well, I think one of the most important things is to create a culture of empowerment where healthcare workers feel valued,
right,
where their voices are heard,
yeah,
and where they have the autonomy to make decisions.
So giving them more control over their work lives.
Exactly. And trusting them to use their professional judgment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you do that? How do you build that kind of trust?
Well, it starts with communication.
Okay.
With listening to your staff,
right,
with understanding their concerns,
yeah,
and with involving them in the decision-making process.
So it's about creating a more collaborative environment.
Exactly.
Where everyone feels like they're part of the team.
and where everyone feels like they have a stake in the success of the organization.
Right, because ultimately, everyone wants the same thing.
Exactly.
They want to provide the best possible care to patients.
Absolutely.
And Adaptive's argument is that the best way to do that is to create a system
that supports and empowers healthcare workers.
Okay, so that's empowerment. What else?
Another key thing is to embrace technology.
Okay, but not just any technology.
Right.
It has to be the right technology.
Yeah.
Technology that actually helps healthcare workers do their jobs better.
So not technology for technology's sake.
Exactly.
But technology that solves real problems.
That makes a tangible difference.
Okay. And what are some examples of that kind of technology?
Well, one example is telehealth.
Okay.
Which we talked about earlier.
Right.
That's a great way to improve access to care, especially for patients in rural areas or patients with mobility issues.
Okay. What else?
Another example is data analytics.
Okay.
So using data to identify trends, to track outcomes, to make better decisions.
So using data to improve the quality of care.
Exactly.
Okay. And are there any other technologies that Adapta is particularly excited about?
Well, they're also interested in things like artificial intelligence and machine learning.
But again, it's about using those technologies in a way that supports healthcare workers.
Exactly.
Not replaces them.
It's about augmenting human intelligence.
Right, not replacing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like, you know, it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about how you use it.
Exactly.
And it's about having that that human element at the center.
Absolutely.
So Adapta is really advocating for a pretty fundamental shift.
Yeah.
In the way that we think about healthcare.
Yeah. It's a different way of looking at things.
It is. And it's not just about, you know, throwing money at the problem.
Right.
It's about really rethinking the system from the ground up.
It's about challenging assumptions.
Exactly.
And being willing to try new things.
So it's exciting, but it's also probably a little bit daunting.
It can be.
For some of these healthcare organizations.
Especially if you're talking about, you know, big institutions that have been doing things a certain way for a long time.
Right. So how do you actually start to make these changes?
Well, I think the first step is to start small.
Okay.
You don't have to boil the ocean all at once.
Right.
Pick one area where you think you can make a difference and start there.
So maybe it's something like, you know, improving communication between healthcare providers.
Or giving nurses more autonomy.
Right.
Or piloting a telehealth program.
Okay.
Start with something manageable.
Right.
And then build from there.
So it's about taking those small steps.
Absolutely.
And then gradually expanding.
And as you start to see successes, you can use those to build momentum.
Right. To get more buy-in from the rest of the organization.
Exactly. Because people need to see that it works.
Right.
They need to see the tangible benefits.
And are there organizations out there that are doing this well?
There are. Yeah, there are definitely some pioneers who are leading the way.
And are there any examples that come to mind?
Well, one example is Bertzorg,
okay.
which is a Dutch home care organization that has fully embraced the principles of self-management and decentralization.
So they've given their nurses a lot of autonomy.
Absolutely. The nurses are empowered to make decisions, to manage their own schedules,
to work directly with patients.
And how's that working out for them?
It's working out incredibly well.
Okay.
They have higher patient satisfaction rates, lower costs, and higher employee engagement.
So it's a win-win-win.
Exactly.
That's amazing. And it's all because they were willing to rethink the traditional model of care.
They challenged the status quo.
Right.
And they created a system that puts people first.
So they're a great example of what's possible when you embrace these principles.
And there are other examples out there, too. It's not just Bertzorg.
But they're a good place to start.
They're a great example.
Okay. So for our listeners out there who are maybe feeling inspired, but also a little bit overwhelmed.
Right.
What's the one piece of advice that you would give them?
Just start.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Right.
To try new things.
Yeah.
To challenge the status quo.
Because the status quo in healthcare
is not sustainable.
Right. We need to find a better way.
We do.
And Adapta is offering a roadmap.
A set of principles.
That can guide us.
On that journey.
Well, this has been a truly fascinating deep dive.
It has.
Into the world of Adapta. And their vision for the future of healthcare.
And I think it's a vision that's full of hope.
It is.
And possibility.
So for our listeners out there who are ready to start climbing that mountain.
Right.
We encourage you to check out Adapta's work and to see how you can apply these principles to your own organizations.
Because together,
we can create a healthcare system
that works for everyone.
Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep asking questions.
Keep exploring.
And keep climbing.